about the importance of thinking, and brought down a lot of psukim. Now we're going to start Perek Rishon. The main thing in the Shara, of course, is Perek Shlishi, where he gives you 30 things to think about. Perek Rishon says, Avol cheshven ha-manefesh, hu hishtadlus ha-odom binyani toroso va-olomo, is making an accounting of what you're holding in the world, if you're acting properly, if you're repaying Hashem for all the tovos that he did to you. You have to make an accounting. Like you make an accounting with your books. Again, it's not so much that day what you did, but in general what you're holding in your life. Are you fulfilling your obligations, which according to the Chovos HaLovos are... it is an obligation to repay Hashem for all the tovos he does for you. And now he goes through a bunch of psukim that tells people to think. Right? So that's, that means to think about it. So it's interesting. He understands that tamu means to check it out with seichel. I think most people would understand tamu ru'u would be to that it's gishmak. When you live it, you'll see tamu k'tov Hashem. You know, but he understands it because maybe because of ru'u. You wouldn't say tamu ru'u. You would if it meant check it out and it's gishmak. It would be tamu the Targishu. But if Chavis Halavis understands Tamu Ru'u as check it out with your Seichel and contemplate. Tamu Ru'u. Interesting. Kitov Hashem. V'omar da solake avicha v'avdehu. Da. Da is using your brain. V'omar al tiyu kasus keferen ein hovin. That's very harsh words. You would not be hired as the rabbi of a congregation. Nobody gets up there and says, "Al to you, kasus, keferet ein hoven." That's not going to win you a lot of fans. Someone who doesn't, v'lo yoshev alibo is described, a pasuk in Yeshaya, v'lo yoshev alibo lo daz v'lo tfuna, v'amar lo zochu es yado, v'amar zachar yimol solom, v'amar zachar ti yom mikedem, v'amar esodei l'meirachot. So all these psukim point you in the direction of making an accounting and thinking and not just going mindlessly through life, just like if you have a business, you should not, I mean, maybe some people do run their business that way, but you shouldn't. You should make an accounting if you owe money, if you don't owe money, if you're in debt, what's your inventory, like what's going on. So the same with life, and that's Perek Rishon. And the psukim all indicate that the Torah demands of you to make an accounting. Okay, that's Perek Aleph. Okay. Stop here.